Good morning to you all. We're glad that you're here today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 3 John, where we read, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." I've been looking at this particular passage of Scripture, and my heart's just been lifted up with joy as I think about this letter being written to an individual who was the pastor of a church that met in a lady's house. And there he reaches out to him and said, "Listen, I want you to prosper. I want you to be in health. And I want the same for your soul." You know, you can never replace the ministry to the soul with just ministry to the body. Now, you need to minister to both. That's the point that I want to make. Sometimes people only want to minister to the soul, but that's short-sighted. We find here that this writer, John, says, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." That relates to the body, all right? Concern for the soul and concern for the body. And I want us to, as Christians, to feel the same way for each other. Amen? We have a responsibility to pray for each other. We've got a lot of requests that we're going to be sharing today. There are special needs all around the world, in Afghanistan and Myanmar and Haiti. There's work going on today. There are people that are delivering supplies today in Haiti. There are people that are in the air over Afghanistan. There are situations in Myanmar, and we need to be a praying people, and we ought not to just pray for their soul, but also pray for the supply that they need for their body so that they can be healthy. You see, God wants us to be well-rounded in our spiritual walk with Him, in the way that we consider people, that it's not just a matter of the soul, it's a matter of the soul and body. And so may we be encouraged from a letter that was written, you know, thousands of years ago by a concerned man for a pastor, that pastor know prosperity, that pastor know good health, but also that his soul would be encouraged as well.